Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. That's all the bank you need. And this afternoon we are joined with a young man.
Hello.
Hi, TJ. How are you doing?
Good.
All right. So TJ is actually my youngest guest ever on Youth Unplugged. So we're going to have a very different show this afternoon. So TJ, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I like to game with my brothers and my sister, and sometimes I like to play by myself.
Okay, all right. So what school do you currently go to?
I go to the international school.
Okay, and apart from games, what other hobbies do you think you have? Do you go out and play a bit of sports, a little cricket, a little football, anything like that?
I like to swim, I like to go to basketball, I like to watch some TV, and then
you like going to cinema.
I like going cinema.
Well, actually, that's the voice of TJ's father. He's in the background as well. We actually joined the entire family today because TJ has a lot to tell us about it today. So apart from swimming and, of course, basketball, what else, TJ?
I like to watch TV. I like to go outside and play tag. I like to jump and...
He likes to play.
Yeah, I like to play.
Generally just likes to play.
He likes to play.
Okay, so TJ, from what age do you think you started playing video games?
I think I started at the age of 3.
At 3?
That's about right.
Yeah, about 3.
About 3, yeah.
Yeah.
A bit younger, actually. You know, yeah, because he had the iPad and he had his... Yeah, and he...
You know, I'm trying to remember for myself what age I probably started playing games. And I think probably I was...
We were old school.
Probably 5.
We was old school. We couldn't play games when we were children.
No, I could have played games. But the thing is, I couldn't play games during the week.
That's right. That's what I mean. Yeah,
so you could only play games on the weekend, Friday evening, Saturday. TJ, do you have any of these problems with... No, let me not say problems. Do you have any of these rules at home?
Not to swear.
But no, he can play games pretty much all the time, providing his schoolwork's done.
Yeah, then he could do it.
And his room's tidy.
I wish I had parents that were as cool as that when I was.
It's because my parents weren't cool like that.
trying
something different.
Okay, so TJ, what would you say right now is probably the favorite out of all the games you play right now, in terms of console and of course the video game itself?
I like to play the game God of War Ragnarok because you can run around with your son called Atreus and you get to go on crazy adventures.
Okay, now I'm actually familiar with God of War. Off air, I actually told you guys that I only play FIFA. Right, I only play FIFA 23, but I actually have God of War Ragnarok on my PS5. When I bought the game, it actually came in a bundle and I started off playing... You know when you just start, you're running in the woods where there's all the snow? Until you... I have not even passed this first part. I played it for like half an hour and I had to stop.
A shock on his face.
Yeah, he's shocked. I actually didn't enjoy that game. I really don't. So anybody who likes God of War, I'm probably really not a fan. This is the first God of War I've ever played. And mind you, I started playing games from the PS1. And PlayStation has continuously made versions of God of War, because I think it's a Sony title, yes? So it's part of Sony's...
It's part of the catalog, yeah.
Right? And you know, with these games, you actually have some games which are officially or strictly on PlayStation, some games which are strictly on Xbox, etc., etc. And these are one of the titles I personally didn't like. So it's actually quite interesting to hear you, very interested in God of War. Yes, so apart from God of War, what else do you play on your PlayStation?
I play Fortnite, where you can roam around in Battle Royale in duos, trios, or squads, or you could be by yourself fighting against 99 other people.
Till you try to win, was it the Battle Royale?
Battle Royale.
I remember when Fortnite first came out, very interesting game.
Yeah, in 2017.
Yeah, everyone got a bit boring. I don't know. Then they started inventing the... He's shocked. He's not having any of me right now. But I remember that they had a few skins inside, like Dragon Ball Z. They would add a few things from Naruto. You know, that would really spice up the game after a while. It was very hyped. What about Call of Duty? Do you play any
No, Warzone. Not much, only when my brothers want to play it.
Okay, so you're giving him a little, you know, you can't play the games that are rated M. So far you've played a little...
It's a kind of a bit of a weird one because he has got older brothers and they're very much into like Apex and Call of Duty and pretty much, you know, that kind of thing, yeah? And TJ's more into sort of like Roblox, and Spider-Man and
Minecraft
and that kind of things, yeah? And then obviously because TJ got sponsored by a section of gaming... Yeah.
We actually just want to come to that because we were speaking about the Sony titles, and I, again, from the bio, I'm seeing something like Sony contacted TJ.
Yeah.
And he got sponsored by Sony. That's huge. I've never heard anybody else in St. Lucia get sponsored by Sony.
Yeah. And it was a first for them as well, because what happened was because obviously TJ grew up a lot in the UK, his console was still on UK settings when it came.
UK Super, sorry,
so as far as they were concerned, he was in the UK. Yeah, so he just ignored the messages. When the messages came through, he just ignored them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's only when we went to top up his PlayStation network that I saw the emails that had come through, you know, about the gameplay. So it was like, okay, we'll contact them. And then when we contacted them, next thing you know, GameStop contacted and everybody else. And they actually thought he was in the UK.
Wow.
So they just started sponsoring him stuff. So.
And we're going to get right into that now. So in 2021, the heights of COVID, TJ just broke some records and got sponsored by PlayStation, actually getting a PS5.
No, three PlayStation 5s.
Three PlayStation 5s?
Yeah.
Wow. So, you know, you just gave me new information. Hey, is that? So, three PlayStation 5s at a time where people actually couldn't get PS5s. You know,
it was literally the first and second PlayStation 5 to land in St. Lucia were at ours.
Wow.
Well, daddy got one. So.
You got one, TJ got one, yeah. And the older brothers got one.
Yeah, there's one in the family room now, so we've got one.
Fully sponsored. Okay, and of course, moving on with GameStop, given an Xbox Series X, gaming PC.
That was PC specialist that gave the... Xbox, it was Activision Blizzard that gave the Xbox Series X. PC specialist that gave the gaming PC, and it's a really top spec gaming PC.
Wow. So
HTC have given him the Vive Pro.
The VR set.
He's had like about ridiculous amounts of vouchers because all the games like God of War, etc., he doesn't pay for now.
He just gets the vouchers and...
No, he just gets them now. They just like literally give them to him.
Wow.
And he's also got headphones, but this is why I asked you about headphones earlier,
right?
Because he's I don't know if you saw his TJ's Instagram post, he was sponsored.
Yes, sponsored, actually saw that.
Sponsored by headphones. So he's got loads of headphones that he can give away. Would you like a pair?
Wow. Okay, so TJ, you're really the man. I actually came in today with his PlayStation shirt, right? You know that rapid sponsor, 100%, I must say. So TJ, question for you. Which you probably shouldn't ask, but between your PlayStation 5 and your Xbox Series X, which game do you think is superior?
PlayStation 5.
PlayStation 5. Why?
Because it has higher graphics, and it has better games on there.
Better games?
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't even have... Xbox doesn't have God of War Ragnarok.
Well, it doesn't have God of War, so I'm seeing where you're leaning towards. But actually, you know, I actually think the Xbox is better. I had a series...
S?
You think so? Yeah, I had the Series S because I couldn't get the Series X at the time, right? Then eventually I got the PS5. And moving between the two, I think the Xbox was better.
Do you know what it is? And I'm going to jump in here. Here's the thing. You're either Apple or Android.
I'm Apple.
Yeah, and I'm Android.
Yeah.
Yeah? So when you're Apple or Android, when you come to the debate of... It goes back to when I was a child, VHS or Betamax or, you know, CD or this, or, you know, or I still like vinyl.
Right.
As, you know, as a medium for music. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because obviously how it sounds. With the Xbox, the gameplay tends to be more difficult, but different. But what it is the immersion, the depth of the graphics is better, for as far as I'm concerned.
I find so as well.
Yeah, so... I prefer the Xbox, but the trouble is the titles for the Xbox are not as
attractive, you think so?
And it's a bit like when you look at an Apple app, yeah, sometimes it looks a hell of a lot more attractive than the Android.
A lot of the time, the apps on the iPhone actually better, you know.
I'm going to disagree with you now because I don't think they're better per se.
They're more integrated. They have a few things. For example, the social media apps, I think Instagram, Snapchat, you get better image and video quality when you use them on an iPhone, because I actually have both. I have an Android and an iPhone. Yeah. Whenever I want to post to social media, I would use my iPhone. Now, even with the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox, DJ, we're coming right back to you, you know, because I'd ask you another question. I think that one of the biggest downfalls of the Xbox, obviously, you don't have rechargeable controller. I think that's one really
key. Oh, no, they gave them the Xbox Elite controllers.
So the Elite controllers, they can recharge?
Yes.
Okay, now you see, I didn't have Elite controller. I had the nonsense.
It's standard.
And I would have to be going to the supermarket, buying Duracell.
This was the thing, because TJ was stealing the batteries out of the remote controls of everything in the house.
Yeah, that's what it does. Every single child has done it, because I sometimes take all the batteries out of the remote and then I put the old ones inside of it.
And then imagine me and my wife, we're laying down in bed.
Trying to use the remote.
And we go there, we just sit down, we have a bit of peace and quiet. The children are all quiet. Go and lie down in bed. You go to go and press the remote control on the TV. Nothing happens.
It's not working.
And they've stolen the batteries.
That's what happens. And that's, I guess, it's a little downfall of the Xbox. But I think even with the titles, some of the titles are better. You ever played Gran Turismo before, TJ? What's Gran Turismo?
The driving game.
Driving game. Racing game.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Gran Turismo, and you compare it to Forza Motorsport.
Listen, you can't compare them. Forza wins every single time. Yeah.
Now, TJ, that's probably a conversation that you can't have with us. Is that? But your father could have it with me. You actually probably need to try that out. Try out Gran Turismo and, of course, Forza Motorsport. And I'll send you a message. You'll tell me which one is better afterwards. I think Forza is definitely winning.
Forza, hands down.
Hands down.
And you know what it is? I say to you again, it's about the immersive graphics. It's the depth. It's the 3D quality of the graphics, yeah?
TJ puts his hand up.
I have my hands down. What do you mean?
He doesn't get into this debate because in with the gaming PC in the house, remember, like I said, TJ was given the gaming PC, and then Logitech gave him the steering wheel and the flight controls. And
okay,
so he's been getting stuff from everyone, but because TJ's under 11 years old, then technically he's in that grey area of sponsorship. So it's a bit of a weird one, but obviously his brothers have now played Flight Simulator, Forza.
Now they're taking advantage of that. 100%.
Yeah, but I was always a Forza person. Like, it was the only game that I ever played on my Xbox. Every time a new Xbox came out,
the new Forza is literally it.
Exactly.
And that was one of the reasons I actually moved towards the Xbox, because I had a PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, and it's not even PS1, Nintendo GameCube, all of these games when I was younger. And I think when I moved to the Xbox, it was like, bro, I stepped into a new life.
That's like how I felt when I gave up my Apple iPhone X.
And got an Android.
Samsung.
Okay.
I felt like my whole world got lifted.
Nah, I ain't even going to argue about this one. But TJ, quick question. You don't been hearing a lot of conversations about people speaking about PC gaming as well. It's art and PC gaming is everything. And right now, you have cross-platform for almost every single game. People could, you know, play with their Xbox, play with their PC, play with their PlayStation, especially with FIFA. I think that's a huge thing to me. I think with Fortnite as well, it's been there for a little while. Do you go probably to your Xbox, to your PlayStation, and to your PC to play some of the same games?
Yeah.
And
some of them.
How do you feel about your PC?
Good.
You love your PC.
You love your PC?
Yeah.
Okay, so now if I had to introduce the PC to the conversation and say, which one is better between your PC, your Xbox, and your PlayStation 5? Give me an honest answer.
PlayStation 5.
Again?
I said you're never using the VR ever again.
No, I think the PlayStation is good. But when you compare it to the PC, there's no comparison.
This guy has spent so much time on the VR, recently. It's like it's literally glued to his head, You know, since he got the HTC Vive and then the Vive Pro or the Elite or whatever it was, and so now it's kind of like literally being stuck to him.
Left a mark. Well, at least I've not seen the mark now.
And do you know what they did? They did the worst thing that you could ever do to somebody, and that's turn around and say to him, "Okay, we put a bundle of credit on there. Just download all the games and try them."
Yeah, because now you're just going to be playing every single game, probably not finishing one of them, just
finishing all of them.
DJ, honestly, let me ask you a question. What is a typical day like for you? if you're finishing all of them, five of them, you're still on top of your schoolwork, you're still doing your schoolwork. How do you balance it all?
Well, first I play some of my games for like an hour or two. Then I go to do my homework when I get bored.
You get bored?
Yeah.
Do you think the homework should be first?
No.
I think the homework should be first.
Hey, listen, it's news to me.
It used to be first.
No, it's news to me that he doesn't do the homework first. I'm just learning this now.
Well, I mean, that should probably change.
It all comes out on the radio, doesn't it?
Yeah, it all comes out. The school starts next week, so when you get back to school next week, probably from Monday, you probably try to do the homework first. How about that?
Yeah, middle of the night, we've woken up and found him gaming. When Spider-Man came out...
on the PS5?
On the PS5.
It launched the PS5.
Yeah. He completed it in 28 hours, but what we didn't realise is he completed it in 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like Monday, Tuesday, you're done with the game.
Done.
I don't think it was such a long game, though. Was it? Do you think it was long? DJ?
No.
No, it's a short game. Short game. Even like the new... Okay, let me not... That's not a title for you. But like the Grand Theft Autos now, I don't think... They don't find them very long. Before, they would be much longer. For example, Vice City, San Andreas, those games were long.
Yeah, the new games...
They're not
designed to be.
No.
It's a bit like going back to cartridges and the old Nintendo 64s. If you go back to them, those games, you bought the game, that was the whole game, you played the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I do, and you know, TJ's obviously very, very lucky because of, and his siblings have obviously benefited from, you know, the things that have come from that.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly for most parents, I can't understand how you can go and buy a game that's so short and you have to buy this and buy that and everything else that goes
with. That's one of the things that actually really annoy me because, again, my favorite title, as I said earlier, is FIFA. Right? Yeah. I buy FIFA every single year. I wait till it goes on sale around Black Friday, so you lose about $15 of the games. You pay about $45. Nobody game launches at $60. Yeah, probably. You understand? Retro games still talking here, you know. I wait for the games to go down in price and I buy it then. But then the funny thing is, when you buy the game, nobody plays the offline modes. You play the online modes.
Yeah, that's right.
And with the online modes, all the DLC and these things literally run up a bill. Because with FIFA, you can buy FIFA points within something like Ultimate Team, where you build your team. So if you buy players, you literally need to buy packs. And the packs cost actual money. So,
I'm going to say this again, right? I'm going to make this, you know, because I'll say it in the nicest possible way. Obviously, we're very appreciative for all the sponsorship and everything else that TJ's got. And just in case anyone out there is listening, TJ is very, very grateful, very, very happy for it. But when his older brother was his age, my bank card was attached to his. What account? Was it the Xbox account? Xbox account.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember that one month we got like £1,000 taken off the card? You know, it's like 3,500 EC taken off my card. And I looked at it and it was all Xbox. And I was like, what? And it was just add-ons and skins for games. And so, right, as a person, I'm certainly happier that he's got the sponsorship. As a game shop owner, I actively tell parents and people like that, here's the best way to do it, because otherwise you do just run up a fortune,
you know?
And whilst I want the money to go to the gaming companies and I do want better games to come out, because that's the whole point of it,
mm-hmm.
yeah? You know, there's that bit of it where it is very unaffordable for some people, and you don't realise it.
And it wasn't ever like that before, because when the PS3 came out, for example, there's a game I remember... Guitar Hero. Children would play
you
Guitar Hero.
You had to buy the guitar.
You had to buy the big guitar.
That's right.
You had to buy the drum set.
That's right.
And that's where it all started, you know.
Yeah.
Eventually, PS3, you know, the online mode, PSN, at the time, PSN was free.
Yeah.
That was absolutely free. Now you have to pay for PlayStation Network.
Hang on, but hold on a second. But Disney Infinity. But mm-hmm. you've got to bear in mind that with Guitar Hero, you've got to be a rock star.
Yeah, you've got to... Flex your hands.
You've got to be a rock star. That's priceless.
And play some tunes.
That's
I guess DJ before your time. you probably would never have played Guitar Hero. Is that? But Minecraft, a game that has been going on for a number of years now. What do you do on Minecraft nowadays?
Basically, we survive the dangerous mob, like skeletons, zombies, and a lot of other stuff. And but you have to make your way to the end with a full set of armor, and you have to kill the Ender Dragon to complete the game.
That's what it always was. Or is it changing?
It's evolving.
It's evolving. Because all I remember in Minecraft was trying to build the blocks and the forts. But I never got the point of the game.
Okay, well, what TJ should really say is what him and his brothers and sister do to each other in Minecraft, because they all go on, and then they all go and destroy each other's houses.
Yeah, because that's what we did. You know, everybody has something. You go, you try to destroy it, and then you move.
Well, that's the whole point. The whole point of Minecraft is to be able to survive past everybody else trying to destroy your stuff.
Your stuff. But he introduced the dragon and all this. Didn't know that. So, again, a little bit of education. Roblox. I know nothing about Roblox. So for somebody who knows nothing about
Roblox. He's laughing.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I know nothing about Roblox. So tell me a little bit about Roblox.
Basically, there is different games on Roblox. Basically, for example, Blocks, Fruits, Flee the Facility, zombie games, and other games. Basically, in the Flee the Facility, someone has to be the person who catches all of the people.
Okay.
And then they put them inside of like a little chamber, and then someone else has to come and save them, and they have to hack all of the computers to like, I don't know, do something. It doesn't tell us what it does with the computers when you hack.
So you just try to get somebody out of the chamber.
Yeah. Okay. But if you are the person who catches everyone, you have to catch everyone, and then you win. And in the zombie games, my favorite one is Zombie Survival.
Within Roblox, it has different sections. So, Brandy, you all are very familiar with the games, even more so than me. That's crazy.
I have to be.
You have to be. Yeah, because you have to know what he's playing.
You have to know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
You have to know what they're talking about. It's like, you have to know what they're talking about, because otherwise it's like speaking another language.
Yeah, I agree with that. Even with his online presence, I think you have a big part to do, you know, to groom the online presence, to take what it currently is to actually probably a new level. Because using YouTube to help you through games, TikTok, and the different social media outlets, I think it's huge. It's a huge business. The amount of people, for example, what's his name? This guy, very familiar with Ronaldo now. His name, I can't remember his name now, you know.
Which one?
It's an American guy. You should probably know him.
Nikkei Fadi?
Not even him. People like KSI, you know, they play a lot of these games, they stream, they make a lot of money doing that.
Yeah, you make millions.
Millions do it. I think it's an awesome opportunity.
The unfortunate thing about it is, I mean, and the fortunate thing for us as well, I mean, TJ's been given streaming equipment and green screens and microphones and everything else for when he starts his YouTube channel. So he's going to go along that game. I mean, but, you know, TJ's met a few of the Dandy TM and stuff. He's met a few of the big guys out there that are streaming. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just sort of like encouraging for him to do this, you know, the same sort of thing. And obviously, it's that much more exciting that he is doing this from the Caribbean, from St. Lucia.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it is, because our leaderboards are going somewhere. The Latin American leaderboards actually are going somewhere now as compared to the UK leaderboards or the USA leaderboards. And I was actually trying to remember this guy, Speed. I show Speed. You know Speed?
No.
Probably check out Speed. Huge, almost, I think, 8 million on YouTube. Yeah. One of the biggest streamers, you know, one of the biggest gaming streamers. And he met Cristiano Ronaldo and all that.
Yeah.
That's where his popularity came from. Yeah. Literally from, I mean, if you have 8 million
people are becoming YouTube and TikTok sensations all over. So, I mean, you know, it happens. I mean, try and remember as well, so many people contacted TJ purely because of that video that went viral with TJ playing Mortal Kombat.
Yes, I actually saw the video. Was it Ted who posted the video?
Ted
posted the video. 1.6 million.
1.634 million views. It was the most viewed Instagram video in the Caribbean on that year.
Wow. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Mortal Kombat. Do you still play Mortal Kombat? You got a bit fed up of it. I mean, it doesn't have much, you know. It's a game, I think, that if you have a bunch of friends coming over, you play it. You know, you go online, you play a bit of...
It's like Fight Night boxing, isn't it? Your friends come round, you bust everybody up, and then you go home.
Yeah, you go. It's almost like Street Fighter. When Street Fighter came out, everybody would go to somebody's home, PlayStation 2, whatever it was. You plug in Street Fighter, you play Street Fighter, you go. It's like Dragon Ball, so it's fighting games.
The whole point of those games is that someone in your house is champion, and that's it.
Yeah, that's it. And I guess, so in your house, between you and your brothers, who would win the games? Mortal Kombat.
Who would win the games?
Yeah.
Me.
Is that true?
Yeah.
DJ, you're enlightening me. I will see.
To the point where it upset his older brothers. They started getting really upset.
And you're not playing him anymore.
Nah.
Okay. So DJ, what's next for you?
I don't know.
You don't know?
he wants to start his YouTube channel. He's waiting patiently. Just.
So what's the requirement for a YouTube channel now? You need to be a certain age.
Instagram have allowed him to be on. They've got the age requirements of like 12, so on and so forth. Yeah. So we didn't want to do the whole parent thing with it, and obviously we wanted TJ to do school. His schoolwork. He's doing really well in school, and we didn't think. And despite that, I mean, the people that we spoke to that were saying or encouraging and sponsoring the equipment for the YouTube channel, they're sponsoring it because obviously he's promoting the equipment. Yeah, there's a following, and he's but when we spoke to them, we did the thing. YouTube offered him his name for the channel,
okay,
but said to hold it until after his 10th birthday,
okay,
so that he could then start streaming the content and, you know, familiarize. Okay.
So apart from YouTube, do you guys use
Facebook?
Not only Facebook. Facebook is big for streaming as well.
Yeah, TikTok,
big for streaming. And there's this other one.
Twitch
is like gaming central.
He's got a Twitch account, but everything's going to go sort of like live at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like across all the channels at the same time.
All the platforms. Okay.
Yeah. So that's the intention.
Just one more question for you before we wrap up. It's almost 3:30 already. Have you ever gotten access to any games before they've came out officially? Yes.
Yeah.
If you don't mind sharing with me, which games you got access to?
I forgot.
Forgot? He doesn't want to tell me.
Not allowed.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
You tell me off it. All right. Guys, TJ, I actually wish you the best, especially if you're gaming. I will actually add you on PSN.
Yeah.
You don't play FIFA. I think you need to start playing FIFA.
No.
I really think you should.
No.
Right. I think if you start playing FIFA, you might actually get very good. Introduce him to FIFA.
Can I just say something? Sorry before you cut off. I know time's limited. I just want to shout out to Valdez Franklin. Yeah. You know, he's really representing and trying to bring gaming, you know, in St. Lucia. So, I mean, I just want to show his support as well, because, you know, TJ, with what TJ does, TJ's, a solo gamer that's, you know, built up the ranks. You know, and it's done really well, and we're very proud of him. And obviously Valdez has been going out there tournamenting all across in esports and trying to bring esports. And I think collectively that you're going to have people like TJ and you're going to have people like Valdez that are going to, you know, make the light shine on St. Lucia.
For sure. And even if you're a store too, I mean, guys, I don't know if I said this earlier, but he is actually the owner of the Retro Game Store. It's actually in Sunny Acres Mall.
Yeah, it's in Sunny Acres Mall for the time being. We'll be meeting soon.
Okay, and, you know, pass, check out the place, see what you can get retro game, get actual game, get PS5, whatever it is.
PlayStation 5s, we sell Steam Decks, we sell everything. You know, we even sell PS1s and Nintendo 64s.
Wow, okay. Actually went online and looked at a 64, I think sometime last week, one of the release day versions, was almost $6,000 US on eBay.
I've got one. Yeah, I'm a games collector. I don't play them so much, but I'm a games collector. Okay. And I've got Gen 1 collector's editions, 64s in stock. I think I've only got two left.
Okay.
But they're $400-$500 US.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to convert the price in. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But okay. Yeah, 6,000, you know.
Yeah, some of them really expensive.
A Virtual Boy is the same price.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, 6,000. A CDI is the same, can be the same price. Mm-hmm. Really, like.
People collect different things. I don't want to collect games after I dumb them. I
find it weird when people collect Pokemon cards, but you know,
everybody has their thing.
But you know, like if you have like some of them, you know, they're $500,000.
Yeah, expensive.
It's crazy.
Bro, people put value on anything they want, and that's the reality of it. So TJ, I mean, moving forward, I actually wish you the best with all your gaming and school as well. You know, you're gonna be writing common entries and these things in a little while. So the homework first. Then the games. You give me a smile, but you don't tell me yes.
No.
DJ, once again, thank you so much for coming inside. Shout out to the Retro Game Store. Shout out to our sponsor as well, the Bank of Solution. My name is Carlos Vidal. I will see you guys again next week. DJ, homework first, then the games.
No.
And I got my final no. Guys, I'll see you again next week.